This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. South-South cooperation is essential and critical in reaching the ambitious Sustainable Development Goals agenda come 2030, and the digital world will play an instrumental role. That's from Jorge Chediek, the Special Envoy of the Secretary General and Director of the UN Office on the Matter, UNOSSC, who explains how the massive sharing of information with countries of the South can be amplified by online tools. Ahead of the International Day of South-South Cooperation, marked on the 12th of September, Mr. Chediek spoke to UN News' Laura Quinones about the March launch of South-South Galaxy, a new information-sharing technology that works as a living database. He explained what new institutional commitments have been made since the adoption of the Buenos Aires Plan of Action for promoting and implementing technical cooperation among developing countries, better known as BAPA, also in March of this year.
This year is very important for South-South cooperation because we celebrated earlier in March of this year at the second high-level conference on South-South cooperation in Buenos Aires. This conference confirmed that South-South cooperation is absolutely essential and critical if we are to achieve the 2030 agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals. Because countries of the South, developing countries, have shown answers to many problems that can be shared with other countries that have similar conditions. At the same time, there is a massive increase in the volume of investment, trade, finance, technological cooperation. So the scope of South-South cooperation has expanded significantly. At the same time, the actors of South-South cooperation have grown exponentially. It used to be just a government-to-government type of collaboration. Now, through the process of expansion and also the validation that was given politically in Buenos Aires, in the conference, it has to incorporate local governments, the private sector, the academic sector, CSOs, civil society organizations, non-governmental organizations, faith-based organizations, and others. So therefore, today, we are celebrating the importance of South-South cooperation in it achieving the goals that we need to achieve, and also the fact that it has a lot of actors and a lot of dimensions.
Since the BAPA declaration in March, have we seen already any of these steps being implemented in the past months?
We have seen significant institutional commitments of many actors at the regional and the global level. For example, within the UN system, many United Nations agencies and organizations have adopted or are in the process of adopting their own South-South strategies. My office itself has been commissioned by the Secretary General and by the conference itself to coordinate the preparation of a UN system-wide strategy for South-South cooperation. Also, I participate in several regional and thematic meetings by which countries and other actors are really engaging on how to implement the message and the mandate that emerged from Buenos Aires. So yes, there is a lot of movement, and we feel that momentum will keep increasing, particularly considering the upcoming series of summits that will take place in conjunction with the high-level segment of the UN General Assembly, including the summit on climate action called for by the Secretary General, the one on the Sustainable Development Goals, the one on the Samoa Pathway, the one on access to health. All of them require a significant expansion of South-South cooperation if we're going to succeed. So therefore, we have high expectations that this year we'll continue to see the expansion of the actors and the scope of South-South and triangular cooperation.
In Buenos Aires, your office launched the South-South Galaxy as a prototype, and now it's a reality. Can you tell us more about this?
One of the problems of South-South cooperation is sometimes we know or we have the intuition that there is a response to our challenges, but then we don't have the mechanisms, the spaces from where we can get that information. In that context, my office tried to learn from the experiences of the many databases that exist. And we decided that we're going to offer a platform as a public service, as a global public good, to create a space where people can access this information, can know, can identify what type of experience and where it is and which institution can support it, can help them with their needs. And we're introducing a new element, which is the utilization of artificial intelligence, that is a new mechanism through a logarithm to facilitate the process of search and the process of matching. So the idea is that we have a next generation platform going beyond what exists today that has already the buy-in and the participation of 15 United Nations agencies and significant partners that are going to join and are already joining. So we feel that Galaxy will become an instrument to make South-South cooperation more of a reality than it is, by cutting a significant barrier to entry, which is the lack of reliable information and the lack of access to institutional channels to promote these exchanges.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jorge Chediek, Special Envoy for South-South Cooperation.
Thank you very much, Laura.